Good morning, caffeinators. I'm so happy you're joining me this morning. I do hope you are sharing these audios with others, and you can, if you have other questions and want to know a little bit more about me, you can join me at my website at coffeewithlisa.com, and that's coffee with a K. At the end of this audio, there is a quick poll and questionnaire. Please complete that if you are compelled to do so, and always make sure to subscribe. Today I want to talk a little bit about gratitude. I did a little word search and came up with this small little paragraph, which says, gratitude is when you feel thankful for the good things in your life. This could be stuff people often take for granted, like having a place to live, food, clean water, friends, and family. Gratitude is taking a moment to reflect on how lucky you are when something good happens, whether it's small or big. I started this podcast with how I spend my 20 minutes each morning. I grab my beads and I focus on gratitude. Every day I spend time with the divine, thanking the universe for all that I have, for all that is provided, and for my very soul. There is no big or small. It's about the all. There are days I wake up and my ankle is really bothering me. I injured myself while moving from one home to another, but I continued to work on. That year, I moved 5 times. Each time, no matter how difficult it was, I was grateful because my focus was not on the move, it was on the future location. Years ago, I followed my husband to another town, and now, I was going home. So I focused on home. I left the obstacles to God and to the universe. Home was my focus, and the way to a means was out of my hands. The obstacles, there were many. We had to sell our homes. One of our homes was the one we lived in for 20 years, and another home belonged to my husband's mother, who passed away during the pandemic. Another home was a home that caused so much pain, anguish, and fear. This home actually was the beginning of my belief in Ho'oponopono, law of attraction, understanding religion, and most of all, faith, and that's what brings me here today. Focusing on home introduced me to some folks who guided us and led us out of a terrible situation and provided the path to home. It seems that at every obstacle, there was an angel lifting us up and carrying us forward. So every morning I wake up and feel the pain in my ankle. I am grateful for all those folks. I am grateful for that one individual who caused us pain. I am grateful for forgiveness because without forgiveness, I would not have been able to enjoy home. I am even grateful for the obstacles. I am grateful for each day that I found the strength to lift another box, for the vehicles that I used to move. My gratitude guided so many folks to me who, out of nowhere, showed kindness and the willingness to help me when I needed them most. I focused on the home I wanted to live in, and the one home that got away just so another identical home on the same street became available. I am grateful that our home provides a home to others. I am grateful to open my front door and welcome so many new friends and family. I am grateful for the love and respect I receive from others, and I am grateful for forgiving those whose hearts are closed because I know someday they will find goodness. I am grateful that I am here for those who need me and forgiveness for those who do not need me. I am grateful for the love I have for everyone and for the love I receive. I am grateful each morning I walk outside and I have neighbors who welcome me every day. Grateful that they keep an eye out for me and I for them. I am grateful for a community that is kind and generous. I am grateful for their knowledge should I ever have questions. I am grateful for the butterflies and the hummingbirds. I am grateful for my garden. I am grateful for my neighbor who provides a bird feeder that attracts a variety of beautiful birds. My list goes on and on for 20 minutes. It's amazing how grateful you can be for the smallest things, and from that gratitude comes the unexpected gifts, and you begin to notice the goodness in life. As I searched for an office for my growing business, I met a woman that introduced me to an alternative location. My focus at the time was on the office space where I could meet with my clients and a location where I could receive referrals to increase my business. This woman had such a place. I hadn't even focused on the amount of rent, so the unexpected gift for my gratitude was an office that cost less than I expected. I've been taking my 20 minutes for the past 7 years and have experienced many unexpected miracles. However, I had a client that was experiencing a very difficult time. When I shared with her the 20-minute meditation, she walked away from me. She felt she had nothing to be grateful for. There was a time I felt that way as well. But you remember the law of attraction. You get what you focus on. When this client walked away, she felt life couldn't get any worse. But it did. I know that when we are at our darkest moments, it is difficult to find positivity, gratitude, or peace. But remember when I described the moment I experienced the quiet? There was a light and an energy. There was an answer. There was guidance. Even in the darkest moments, you need to find gratitude. You need the quiet and peacefulness. You need to focus on an answer. Remove all the obstacles one at a time. The answer is there. Have faith. One of my modalities as a life coach is the practice of Ho'oponopono, an ancient Hawaiian tradition of forgiveness. Ho'oponopono says that we attract what is within us, the good and the bad. And the only way to remove this is through love, apology, forgiveness, and gratitude. So the experience my client was going through was coming from within. She attracted it. The only way to remove this would be to accept the problem as her own and release it with love, forgiveness, and gratitude. It was her obstacle, her corner that needed to be removed. So my advice to you, take the 20 minutes of gratitude and expect miracles. I want to thank you again for joining me. It's been a great morning. So get some coffee, get caffeinated, and let's talk again tomorrow. Talk to you soon.